This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And remember, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, or how you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, this is the final push right now until Election Day 2020 on Tuesday. The president has 14 events scheduled over the next 3 days. And I guess Joe Biden's doing two or three. I'm not sure. I guess he's got some surrogates doing some more. I did hear he's got Cory Booker coming down to Miami to straighten out the mess down there because they're way behind in their black voting down there, and they're concerned that they're going to lose that vote.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris, I think, was in Houston last night. And... I haven't seen much on how that one went, but I know that a pile of Republicans were showing up for hers, and they were going to kind of torpedo her.
Yeah. Well, they've been going to the drive-in rallies, too, and blowing their horns when Joe was talking. It's hilarious. Let's see.
That's the reason that we got called ugly and
chumps.
Chumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a chump for Trump. I joined a group. So, anyway, and there is a group on Facebook now, Chumps for Trump. And, by the way, they went from... I don't know. They went from like a few thousand to like 75 or 80,000 people and growing. Gotta love it.
Did you ever think we'd get here? Especially now that we've got cities, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los mm-hmm. Angeles, and then we've got stores and whatnot. But everybody has got like a 7-day plan to board up and stop. Mm-hmm. You know, stop everybody from burning and looting and, mm-hmm. Did you ever think we'd get here?
No, I didn't think we'd get here. And I saw some of the stores in some of the cities that were already looted and robbed and burned that they were boarding up the stores again. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Now, the thing of it is when you talk about boarding things up and all that, Philadelphia announced a curfew last night. They, of course, brought in the National Guard. They finally got there. The video and the 911 recordings of the Wallace shooting are going to be released next Wednesday. They hope that's going to defuse everything, but I have my doubts there. How about you?
Yeah, I have clearly doubts.
Yep. And, of course, the other thing is that CNN is feeling very... Very taken aback, Jim Acosta. He said the massive crowds at the Trump rallies are shouting, CNN sucks. And he said, that just isn't normal. That's just not normal. Yes?
Maybe they should have all been clients of Keith Abreu.
Yeah, there you go. Now, that's a good comment to make. All right, well, let's talk about the president and what he announced yesterday. They announced they're going to put a 180-day ban on many of the asylum requests.
If I'm not mistaken, that they were already kind of putting that out there, that to... And I guess maybe it was then official. They had to go through a lot of Office of Legal Counsel or Department of Justice and so forth and so on. But, you know, for me, the asylum requests that are here in the United States are virtually not happening anymore. Remember, they have to do that on the first country that they leave. So I'm fine with that.
What do you think about Walmart returning firearms and ammunition to its sales floor?
Don't get it. I listened to that twice, trying to hear what the rationale, the reasoning for it was in the first place, and then if when they undid it, why they undid it, and I didn't hear it. So that one's a weird one.
Well, there's a lot of firearms being sold. We know that. I mean, I keep going to the gun shows to make personal appearances, and they're all busy all the time.
They have to be. I mean... They're still defunding police departments out there. And even if they're not defunding them, then they're saying, okay, you can't arrest. Philadelphia said you can't arrest anybody.
Yep.
Now they're saying you can't use tear gas. Then, you know, the stun guns aren't really working. And so, you know, it kind of like doesn't matter. So you don't have to defund anybody. You just tell the police, yeah, you can all go out there, but you're going to stand out there like Walmart greeters, no pun intended, and just kind of watch everything.
Just like Austin, Texas, they're going, well, we've got a spike in violent crime. Yep, sure do. You just defunded $20 million in cuts to the police, and they got rid of some of the units that would have been taking care of that.
Don't think that these mayors and whatnot and these city councils don't understand the consequence or they haven't war gamed the whole thing out, because they have.
Yeah. Well, Austin, Texas is a blue city in Texas, in a very red state. And for anybody that's thinking Texas is going to go blue anytime soon, I don't know what you're smoking. We'll be right back. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Texas is going to remain red. And by the way, they're gonna have a plurality there for Donald Trump, even bigger than what they're thinking, based on what we keep seeing and hearing. All right, we'll be right back.
We never treated President Bush the way we treat President Obama. Our police whining about it, we just have to get people out to vote.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
From Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yeah, you are. That's Wayne Allyn Root. And, of course, they got problems of their own over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're trying to get the big city lit up and all the lights going and all the casino tables going and the hotels and the motels and all that. And let's see how that happens, because that governor over there in Nevada is not being very cooperative. He is another Democrat. And this is what you get, folks, when you get the Democrats. They are not working for you. They just are not working for you. And it's just unfortunate that we have to go through this sort of stuff. And by the way, let me remind you that this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, they sponsor the first segment of the program, the first couple of hours. And the thing about Relief Factor is I take that product and have been for 4 years. Now, I got started the same way you will. I started out with the 1990
Post to post the original news stories that they put out.
The question
question is, and I can't get a confirmation on this, Twitter says you can have your account back if you take down those tweets.
Right.
But you can put them back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think that the New York Post did that.
No, they did not.
I don't think they did, but I don't have a confirmation on that.
Well, there was someone being interviewed last night, one of their columnists, Miranda something or another, and she said that they did not take down their posts.
Mm-hmm. I saw that, but others are saying something else. So I attend the Bulls Run because she works there.
Sure.
But, and in the meantime, Mr. Jake Tapper over at CNN, he turns around and says, hey, the New York Post, in order to get your account back, why don't you just go ahead and take down those tweets? What?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a journalist telling another journalism outfit, media outfit, hey, just comply with big tech and everything will be fine.
Well, that's like Brian Stelter. He's over there too, right?
Isn't it pathetic?
He is, and he got mocked for asking why Trump wasn't leading the COVID task force briefings after his own company, CNN, stopped showing them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it's kind of like Don Lemon, okay? You know, we keep hearing this. We need a president that brings us back together, that gives us unity, blah, 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 blah. But Don Lemon says last night, you know, these Trump supporters are addicts. I've even had to get rid of several of my friends.
So you said.
So where's the hypocrisy in that statement?
Yeah.
You bring somebody together, but you got rid of your friends because you thought that they were like, you know, drug addicts.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go over to Europe for a second here, can we? Because Europeans are fleeing some of their countries as the wider curbs on COVID are now sweeping the continent over there. They're actually leaving Europe and going to other parts of the world.
I don't know where they're necessarily going, but it appears, I read a piece several days ago, it appears that this second wave, and I'm a little concerned about the validity, and it came from Spain, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it kind of spread back into Europe again. But there's also some chatter that the virus has mutated.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little concerned because we have some other scientists out there that are saying, no, it hasn't mutated. So what everybody says, we follow the science, including Dr. Atlas. We follow the science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little put out by all of that. It's kind of like, what science? Because here comes a statement that from, 25 scientists, but then over here you got 25 other scientists saying something else. It's kind of like climate change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to kind of like compile it all and put it on a desk and make a decision accordingly. And you know that media knows that, but they're saying that Trump is not doing that.
Well, it's just like the Russia, 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 because yesterday we found out from our national security folks that the Russian interference has been minimal, their words, not mine, minimal so far, in the most tempestuous election we've ever had. So, in other words, the Russia, Russia, Russia stuff that we keep hearing from MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, and NBC isn't there.
Well, our problem computer, iMac repair guy, he's a Russian agent,
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, well, if the shoe fits, wear it, I guess, right? So go get your big fur cap and put it on, your big winter cap the Russians wear.
It's kind of like you don't know where to go to just, get news anymore. So what you have to do is you have to look at a headline. If it has any interest to you, you're going to have to search like 19 sources to put the story together yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one story that we can put together, and we know that we're right on target. The lead that Vice President Biden supposedly has in many of these states has narrowed considerably. There are some states where he's up by 6 tenths, 7 tenths, 5 tenths, 3 tenths. And that means that the election is too close to call. And if he used the margin of error, it means that Biden's not ahead of anything at all. And in the battleground states, which is where everybody wants to go, and they keep talking about 7 states, they say, well, Trump's only ahead in 2, and he's tied to this, that, and the other. No, he's not. Mm-mm. He's ahead in 5 of the 7 for sure. Maybe all 7 for all I know.
Some of these polls, I think, are psychological operations themselves.
They are.
And then reporting the poll results are psychological operations.
Yep. Yep.
So it's kind of like you got to go check 19 sources, as I just said.
Yeah. Well, when you're ugly, you can do that, right? Because we're all ugly now.
Ugly chumps.
Yep. Chump. We're ugly chumps. Go figure. We're ugly chumps. Oh, my God. By the way,
we're not deplorable anymore. We're just chumps.
Yeah. By the way, North Korea, there's a romance going on. There seems to be a new woman in Kim Jong-un's life. And
it's not a romance, I don't think. What they're really saying is that there's somebody else that's necessarily in charge instead of the sister. And who was, communicating to with the wife. So I don't think it's a romance. I could be wrong. I mean, there could be stranger things. But remember the sister, because Kim Jong-un was kind of missing in action there for a while, and he still may be for all intents and purposes. He's got somebody else handling things instead of the sister.
Well, he's just laid out his own little 80-day national campaign to boost the economy there in North Korea.
Well, that generally means counterfeiting.
Or, and they use, the cryptocurrency? Is that what they do?
Yeah, they do that anyway. But, they counterfeit some other stuff, goods and whatever. Maybe China's allowed them to go back into the increase their coal production or something. I don't know.
Now, we've got Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and this is where we'll finish up, sitting on the bench now. They've got, 15 emergency cases to decide on over the next few weeks?
I think so. Some they've already turned down. But, yes, they're looking at them pretty carefully and determining which ones they will take. And then I think they're putting them into some kind of priority order based on what the lawsuit is or the legal case is.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. In the meantime, you have yourself a great weekend. Don't work too hard and stay cool up on the hilltop. And I'll talk to you Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the different things that she has to offer. Check out the article she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden began their final arguments today with swings through the all-important Midwest, both covering much of the same ground today, but they brought diametrically opposed messages on the coronavirus crisis. At a rally in Michigan, Trump brushed off the deadliness of the virus. Biden focused his remarks in Iowa on what he said was Trump's surrender to the virus that has infected more than 9 million people and killed over 230,000. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says a stimulus deal should have been reached weeks ago. Navarro called it a tragedy that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to reach a deal with Republicans.
Behind the scenes, we had a very robust offer to her, but I think she basically wanted to tank the economy to hurt the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
People. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, home of the brand new 2021 Rogue. Now, let me tell you something. You want to talk about a fantastic SUV? Boy, had the Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies, too, that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue is nearly driving itself because I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them over the past several years, some Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get, too, from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. And they've currently got over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura at North Florida Avenue, side by side right there. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to get you in the door and save you even some more money along the way. There you go. Now, time for an Edwards notebook.
A man named George Washington Carver was born an 1864 slave, yet achieved greatness because he knew he had a purpose. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, as a very small boy exploring the woods where he resided, Carver said that he had the impression someone had just been there ahead of him. A few years later, in those same woods, Mr. Carver said he was overwhelmed by the sense of some great presence. He noted not only had someone been there, but someone was there. Carver noted that years later, when he read in the scriptures, quote, "In him we live and move and have our being." He understood that never since had he been without his consciousness of the Creator speaking to him. Carver considered the out-of-doors to be more and more a great cathedral in which God would continuously be spoken to and heard from. George Washington Carver believed he was hearing from God when he discovered 300 uses of peanuts and hundreds more uses for soybeans, pecans, and sweet potatoes, which could have benefited mankind, but the benefits were blocked from ever reaching the masses during the FDR administration. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Limited Coalition.
For military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website, NAA.edu, and their phone number to call, 800-659-2080. Remember, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Give them a call. Take the tour. 800-659-2080. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, the president was up in Fayetteville, North Carolina the other day, and while he was there, he very quietly met with the U.S. Special Forces troops that were involved in last year's raid to kill the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, to tell them thank you and to salute them for what they did. And kudos to the president for doing that. Now, top U.S. officials were briefed on an active threat against Pentagon leaders coming as a result of the killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani last year. Now, there is a threat that has been made by Iran, and as far as how close they are to carrying that out, nobody knows, but we're being not told everything is well we should be, because we want to catch the bad guys. If in fact they are going to do something, we want to catch them. So that needs to be kept under wraps. But the generals that have been and the Secretary of Defense who have been threatened, they're well aware of what's going on. Now, the U.S. State Department is backing the sale of as many as 50 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters to the United Arab Emirates in an arms deal, which is worth an estimated $10.4 billion. We'll see how that works out. Also, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Secretary of Defense Mark Esper pushed the armed MQ-9 Reaper drones during a high-profile summit in India this week, trying to get India to purchase some of those as the president's foreign policy is continuing to look better all the time around the world. Also, the House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith echoed U.S. officials who reportedly said they were not aware of the plan to pull troops out of Afghanistan by Christmas. And he said he received no actual order to accelerate the gradual pull-up that has been executed right now by the president. But the military will continue a gradual pullout, so says Congressman Smith, and that only makes perfect sense with everything that's going on. Now, also overseas, the first phase of the new $34 million air freight terminal opened at the Osan Air Base in South Korea. A new $34 million air freight terminal, part of a two-phase project to update the aged and inadequate base facilities was done and taken care of. And it's very modern, very computerized, looking good. Kind of looks like a UPS or a FedEx hub. Now, eight more troops and civilians affiliated with U.S. forces in Korea tested positive for the coronavirus after flying to South Korea from abroad over the week. They, of course, are in quarantine right now. And in Japan, everyone had a part this year in the annual base defense drills, including Marines, sailors, as Japanese troops and even service members' families living in a base housing were involved in the exercise experience for whether or not there was an attack on the base or not. So there was some practice being done there. By the way, Al-Qaeda is still heavily embedded within the Taliban in Afghanistan. This is coming from a UN official. And despite what we might think to the contrary, we're being told that they are heavily embedded, Al-Qaeda, within the Taliban, in spite of the historic U.S.-Taliban agreement earlier this year. What's going to happen next? Don't know. But obviously the Taliban is not telling us the truth if we're revealing intelligence to that fact, and it's coming also from the United Nations. Now, the Marines and sailors of the Tufelnhunden Battalion are preparing to conduct bilateral Arctic warfare training alongside Norwegian troops right now. Let's see how that all goes. The Pentagon, by the way, released its electromagnetic superiority strategy. And one of the main hurdles to diagnosing long-term damage caused by mild brain injuries is the fact that MRI services currently used in hospitals don't see the tiny changes that big jolts make on the brain. So there's a new study, and they're recruiting troops for TBI research, which is traumatic brain injury, to find out what's going on there. Now, the Pentagon now has a permanent memorial to families of the fallen. Behind the nearly 1.3 million Americans who have died for their country in combat, a family grieves, and they've now done something to acknowledge them in the scheme of things in Washington, and that's a good thing. It's over at the Department of Defense. Also, not to be outdone, the economy pretty good this week, got the news. It grew at a record 33.1% in the third quarter, even after most government transfer payments had expired when politicians lifted their lockdowns and Americans can get on with their prudently cautious lives, even in a pandemic. People work, business investments, and the economy grows, and that's exactly what happened to bring that up like that. Can it do it again? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Will it do it again? Probably. So there you go. Things are looking better, not worse. And of course, we can thank President Trump for his leadership, making sure that happens. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment of the weekend edition coming up. Don't go anywhere. Got a couple different things to render off here, so we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And for all you folks down there in Bradenton and you tourists that are down here in Florida, too, in the Bradenton area, how about checking out the Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon Fruit Farms? You know, you've heard of Mixon Fruit Farms. It's in the travel guide. If you got one of those little books for Florida, it's one of the recommended places to go and see. And you didn't know that inside Mixon Fruit Farms is the Groveside Cafe, and I'm calling it the hidden gem of Bradenton. Why? Because they've got some great food there. Now, if you like really good sandwiches, and if you like club sandwiches, if you like sub sandwiches, go there and try the Captain's Club. Now, that's named after me, the Captain's Club. It's 2.5 pounds of stuff, 16 inches long, and it is so good. Oh, my God, I'd love to have one right now, but I'm not going to Bradenton for a few days. But anyway, if you're down there in Bradenton or you're going to Bradenton, stop by Mixon Fruit Farms, go on inside, and check out the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. You can also call ahead for an order at 941-748-5829. And I'll tell you what, the regulars are in there every day. They know what I know. They know what I know. Mixon Fruit Farms open from 9 to 3, Monday through Saturday. Go in there and check them out. Going to be glad you did. Now, the Democrats sense that they're going to lose this election. They really do. Sending Cory Booker to Miami to try to
activate and expend and excite the black vote down there because they're 9.4% more Republicans than Democrats are voting right now, early, in person. They're really upset about that one. Now, there's stark indications that the Democrats are going to lose this election. Number one, enthusiasm. You tell me anywhere where you're seeing Democrats out there like you are the Trump folks supporting their candidates, Biden or Harris. You're not. And Biden, most of the time, is nowhere to be found. He hides in his basement. He's getting out. He's moving around. He's doing about three or four events right now, which is pretty good for him. He did three yesterday, which was, we were all in shock that he did that many. Of course, Hillary has told Biden not to concede the election under any circumstances. Why would you tell that to somebody unless you thought you were going to lose? And then Pelosi advised Biden not to debate Trump, but he went and debated anyway. And the last time around, Trump handed him his lunch. Now, there's reports that the Democrats are clearly going to try to cheat and win this election. But they might be using some psyops and some reverse psychology. They might be doing it in Trump's favor so as to report that Trump was conducting a fraudulent election and put the shoe on the other foot. And the only reason they'd be able to prove or make an accusation like that is because they did it themselves. Now, we'll see. Because if the Democrats lose this election, it's not difficult to imagine that they'll go nuts, absolutely, catastrophically, certifiably insane. And they'll slash out at anything that moves in the wrong direction. The mobs have already been riled. They're already waiting for their orders. They're already doing what they're doing. Philadelphia. You've seen it. Boston, to a limited amount. Brooklyn, Chicago, to a limited amount. Seattle, Portland, continuing. I rest my case. Now, to paraphrase Victor Davis Hanson, the Democrats have made a devil's bargain. Marxists under Bernie Sanders provided the anarchy and chaos while Democrats watched their cities burn, having agreed to do almost nothing. They're going to keep the COVID-19 along, and they are, as long as possible, to keep the economy down. Never mind the human toll. They don't care. And when Democrats win, and at that time they were convinced they would win, Sanders will halt the rioting, along with Biden, along with Harris, at a time when we're all convinced that they're going to be able to do such a thing. But again, if the Democrats do that, and they take credit, looking like peacemakers, well, then they're going to demand some sort of payment for that. A socialist America ready to be delivered to the globalists, and it's not going to happen on my watch. Now, I believe the Democrats are in a real pickle. They can't reverse the course and after the election or before it because the Durham investigations are still going on, and I still believe something's going to happen there where there will be arrests. And if the Democrats win, of course, they're going to call for disbandment, and that'll be the end of that. You'll never hear anything else again. Now, how do I know this? Because of all the signs that are out there. There are too many signs that remind me of George McGovern, of Fritz Mondale, of Michael Dukakis, those elections. Too many signs. And I think, and I don't believe they're playing rope-a-dope, I don't believe that's what the Democrats are doing. I believe they're actively trying to win an election, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that they're too little, too late. They've done all the wrong things to the wrong people. They've alienated the police. They've alienated police supporters. They've alienated fire departments. By the way, the union firefighters in Minnesota yesterday endorsed President Trump. Another sign that Minnesota is not going to go blue. And for those of you that think, Joe Biden is going to be elected president, go take a look at the Pennsylvania rally where Biden had a brain freeze. And he used a word called Charanafusa Habadita pressure. What the hell was that? But he said it. He said it. And again, Joe Biden, you workers up there in Michigan, he stuck you in the back and twisted that knife around like there was no tomorrow when he helped take your jobs out of there and shipped them off down to Mexico to make cars and overseas, for that matter. By the way, Cory Booker did make a comment about coming to Florida. He says, we've got to stop the bleeding in Florida. Well, Cory, good luck, because you're not the guy. It's not going to happen. And, of course, the Democrats, as I said, are increasingly worried about flipping the state to President Trump. Plenty of signs there about that. What's going to happen? Don't know. Let me drift on over real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And you got about 30 seconds.
It's Cassidy. I'm calling from Treasure Island. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to throw in, you know, they say China is spending billions of dollars on Biden's campaign, among other candidates across the country. Even Lindsey Graham's candidate evidently has more money in the pot than them. So anyway, real quick, the thing about that is, you know what's so scary as we talk about other things? With that situation, and money can buy anything, billions of dollars from China put into Biden's campaign, and meanwhile, he's not even running a campaign.
I know. All right, thanks, Cassidy. By the way, the money he's talking about is coming from Chinese corporations here in the United States, or companies that are owned by China, not the Chinese government directly, because they can't do it directly. And foreign money can't come into a campaign directly, but it can come in through one of their subordinates. By the way, I want to remind everybody, Veterans Day is coming up November 11th, and the veteran population of Florida is 1.6 million, with over 400,000 calling the west coast of Florida their home. You know, all the wars are represented, from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf Wars 1 and 2, as well as Iraq and Afghanistan. Veterans are the driving force of our state's economy, with over 160,000 vets owning their own business. And make sure you trade with them. You see, a veteran owns business. Now, this Veterans Day, you can thank your veterans, thank our veterans for their contributions, both on the fields of honor as well as contributions to Florida's economy. And I just wanted to remind you, as a Vietnam veteran and host of the Third Watch here on my flagship station in Tampa, that we appreciate everything the veterans have done for America. And we will never, never forget you and the sacrifices that have been made. Well, we'll be back on Monday. And believe me when I tell you, it's going to be a fun morning Monday. And then Tuesday, we got the big broadcast. We start at 7 o'clock at night. My show goes live at midnight. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll see you at the gun show over in Largo today at Minreg Hall. Meanwhile, stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.